Former Arizona U.S. Attorney Paul Charlton was fired in part because he asked to meet with Gonzalez to argue against the attorney general's insistence on pursuing the death penalty in a case that Charlton was prosecuting. Charlton told Feingold's committee Gonzalez's refusal to listen to the facts in the case undermines the role of the U.S. attorneys like him trying to do his job.
You cannot afford to be wrong in a death penalty case because the ultimate decision can never be corrected. And that same truth holds for the attorney general. I can think of nothing else in the attorney general's day-to-day life and his professional life that would be more important than whether or not to intentionally and methodically take another person's life. And he ought to give the U.S. attorney who oversees that office the opportunity to visit with him personally.
Yesterday's hearing also included death penalty advocates from the Heritage Foundation, who argued that each execution deters as many as 18 murders. But Feingold says he's worried about the death penalty being used as a political tool.
If the message is conveyed in whatever form to U.S. attorneys that the attorney general looks with disfavor on those who don't recommend frequently enough that the government seek the death penalty, might some of these individuals end up making a recommendation to seek death in cases where that is not the best outcome?
Feingold plans more hearings and has asked the Justice Department to do a cost-benefit analysis on the millions of dollars spent on death penalty prosecutions. He wants to know if it's possible that money could be better spent in other areas of law enforcement. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.